The Obama campaign has put together its strategy to oppose Mitt Romney. And to talk about it, Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, the Obama campaign is making these points in some new television advertisements being shown in battleground states. What's the message?
Well, the message is there's a couple of messages, but the effort here is to sort of undermine sort of the heart of what Romney's own message is, which is that, first of all, he cannot properly represent the country because he comes from this business background, this predatory capitalism background that the Obama folks talk about, the Bain Capital private equity firm, and also that his policies are sort of off the mark. But it all goes to the point that sort of trying to disqualify Romney in the minds of people in personal terms and also in terms of his experience on the economy, which, of course, is the biggest theme that Romney's making, that he can fix the economy. President Obama, and you'll see this right through the rest of the campaign, is going to argue that that's a false claim.
Mm-hmm. This Obama campaign is using the term empty promises against their opponents.
Exactly. And, they use this not only from the campaign, the Democratic National Committee and their surrogates, and that's another interesting point that came out this past week, how both sides are really using surrogates very intensely. President Obama using President Clinton, that's been a two-edged sword, of course, because in the last week, President Clinton got off message a few times, and in particular talking about whether the tax cuts that were enacted under President Bush should be extended even temporarily. President Clinton raised the prospect that perhaps they should be extended. President Obama said he would not extend them. So we're going to see that, too, the use of surrogates extending the reach of the campaigns on both sides, but there is the other side of that sometimes the surrogates stray from the message, and that's not too helpful to the campaign.
So who are these surrogates for Romney?
Well, he had a problem this past week when Donald Trump, he was campaigning with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump raised the whole prospect of the President Obama's birth again. That's a discredited argument that he raised again. Romney also has a large number of members of Congress, former Governor Tim Pawlenty from Minnesota, and various people on the governor's ranks. So he has his own team of surrogates, and this is a very important part of modern campaigning, and you're going to see that a lot.
Okay. Have a good day, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. He also authors the Presidency Column.